The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? But you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest. But finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. The last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Very good spiritual reading is to read the Desert Fathers. First Desert Father that I read, it's a tutorial at Villanova, was St. Anthony of the Desert, written by St. Athanasius, who's one of the Eastern fathers of the Church. I'd like to tell you one of the stories of the Desert Fathers related to the Gospel today. And I think that this will be applicable to people like yourselves that go to daily Mass, you pray your rosary, you make your holy hour, I hope. Okay? And it's the story of an abbot that was able to see the presence of devils. He was given that ability to be able to see the working of devils. And this is what he saw. In the midst of the city, there was a tavern where there was a lot of drinking and a lot of sin. He could see that there was one devil hovering over that tavern, which is basically a place of sin. Okay, then he looked up, and on the outskirts of the city was built a monastery where there were many very, very holy brothers and monks and priests. And you could see hundreds of devils climbing up the walls to get into that monastery. That's applicable to all you people. Remember when you really didn't practice your faith? Maybe you're a little bit more distant. had very few temptations, or at least you thought you had very few temptations, right? Now you decide to follow Christ. I use a New York expression, all hell broke loose. And actually that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Very good sign. In the spiritual exercises, if someone is meditating and nothing is happening, it's a bad sign. You're really not praying well. But if you feel kind of the jolt of desolation and temptation and you feel a struggle, that's a sign that the spirit is alive. And any good spiritual director of the exercises knows that. So if I'm directing you for 8 days, nothing is happening, I have to throw a rock at the bee's nest. I've got to throw a rock. You're in that boat. I have to throw a rock near your fishing boat so there's something happening. So if it's happened that you've experienced more temptations now than ever, probably a good sign. Terry Oy, who's Joe's sister, gave a course on the rules for discernment for quite a few years here. And she put on the wall, maybe you remember, St. John Climacus. Remember that? With this ladder we have, these people that are walking up this ladder. And what's happening? Some are making it, others being pulled down by the devils. Wow. I remember when your sister showed that to me. I was kind of taken aback, you know? And that basically says it all. If you're climbing in the spiritual life, then you're going to be attacked. And I saw another graphic painting of St. Anthony of the Desert. It's even worse. You have St. Anthony of the Desert, who is probably one of the holiest saints in the Catholic Church. You've got about 15 different devils that are hanging on him. One on his ear, another on his nose, another on his foot. He's just not only surrounded by devils, but devils are clinging to him. This is St. Anthony of the Desert. You know, when I remember reading St. Anthony of the Desert in my tutorial back many, many years at Villanova with one of my professors, one of the chapters I remember most, St. Anthony of the Desert, you probably know, was like St. Benedict. He left the world so he could avoid worldliness, like the tavern. But there in the desert, he encountered even just as many devils. He was tempted, all of you have been tempted a whole year by a devil, the devil of lust. It was a whole year. Not 24 hours or a week, a whole year. So after the temptation had subsided, and he was just being pelted by the devil right and left, in the desert, Jesus appeared to him. And he said, Lord, where were you? Lord, where were you? And Jesus said, in the very center of your heart. The very center of your heart. He never gave in to the temptation. So after that year, he was much more holy because he was able to conquer the temptations. So I'd like to tell you people that after this homily, you're never going to be tempted again by the devil. But I'm lying, I would be lying to you. You're probably going to be tempted more and more as you get closer to God. And I say this because to encourage you, because why do you have so many devils trying to get into those monasteries? Because those men are very holy. And if they're holy, they're going to be snatching from the devil hundreds, if not thousands, of souls. You people are in the monastery. The monastery in the midst of the world. You're called to be faithful. You're called to work with Christ to save many, many, many souls. So like Dan giving you three arms that you have to use, three shields. And you've heard these before, but use them well. And the first is this. Pray, but try to pray more fervently every day. You hear me? Pray, okay, pray. But try to pray with more fervor. Because we can lose fervor. What happens if you pour out Coca-Cola in a glass and you put it on the counter for 24 hours? It loses the fizz, right? Becomes insipid, that's the word, okay? Or vapid, insipid, no? That, some people have a prayer like Coca-Cola without the fizz. Okay? If you want to keep the fizz, you got to pray to the Holy Spirit. I cannot insist too much on, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Romans chapter 8, we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so we can say, Abba, Father. The second tool is this. We're celebrating today the votive mass of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Receive the Eucharist today, if you're well disposed, but with great love. With great love. Receive communion today as if it were your first, your last, and your only. Your only. Yesterday I was giving a talk on the Beatitudes. And I talked about Sister Lucia Fatima. Any of you ever read Fatima? What was her intention the day of her first communion? No, she asked for this. Make me a saint. I like that. What about Dominic Savio? What about Saint Faustina? They all, the day of their first communion, Lord, make me a saint. I like that. Why don't you make that prayer when you receive communion today? That will shield you against the attacks of the devil. And last but not least, you know what I'm going to say. You can anticipate, I'm an oblate of the Virgin Mary, right? Pray your rosary. Tomorrow is the 13th of October, the last apparition of Our Lady Fatima and our retreat. Hopefully you'll be able to come. Pray the rosary. So if you use those tools, the devil is going to attack you, but you're going to win. Not so much you're going to win, God is going to be winning in you. So if we want to follow the Lord, prepare yourself for warfare. But our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen.